This is Steve Woodward, and I'm teeing off. There is a presumption, generally a reasonable one, that the hijacking of higher education is rampant in the so-called prestige universities of the Northeast. Certain young people covet the privilege of entering high-priced Ivy League schools, where they walk in as bright-eyed freshmen and depart bearing a diploma, contempt for their nation and its founders, certainty that climate change will kill them off in their primes, uncertainty about their genders, and suffocating tuition loan debt. But the woke agenda can seep onto any college campus. A recent example emerged at Clemson, a tradition-honoring university known for Southern sensibilities and football. While no one was looking, a manager of an online student healthcare application added 15 gender choices from which to choose. The list offered cis female and cis male, the new codes for woman and man, other options, genderless, aka agender, intersex, still deciding, questioning, and two-spirit, trending with kids from indigenous communities. An applicant expecting to choose between two known genders alerted conservative South Carolina representative Nancy Mace, who called Clemson's president. The list of 15 soon disappeared. Vigilance, my friends, vigilance. I'm Steve Woodward, as always, teed off.